Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger 86. I come to you again from the tub, not for any enjoyment reason, but pain. Pain and Epsom salts bring me back here again. I'll spare you my sad little story. So there's one Blockbuster video left in the country, apparently. I didn't catch where it was at, but apparently there is only one left. A part of our lives, for many of us, are over, except for the one Blockbuster in that one little town. I guess technically I don't know if it's a little town. But anyway, what brings my thoughts here today? I was overhearing a conversation, and I didn't hear enough of the conversation to actually know what they were talking about, but it caught me thinking about kids and raising kids. I heard a little kid basically say that somebody went to sleep and they never woke up, and that was all I heard of the conversation. So I don't know if they were what exactly part of life or death or just a very long nap that they were talking about. But I got to thinking about some of the weird stuff that we say to kids. Like, I have been around kids. I haven't raised my own social experiments. I mean, that's kind of like what kids are, right? They're your own little social experiment. Non-double-blind placebo. You didn't have to run it through an ethics committee. Isn't that fascinating? not that I'm saying I want that to happen, just so we're clear. Just interesting. So I was thinking about the things that we tell kids and what's the best way to handle some of this stuff. Like when we're talking about, so that got me thinking about how people sometimes explain death to kids. And, you know, some parents are just really, really straightforward, right? And just you talk about it as it is and you talk about them at an age appropriate level. And I kind of tend to think that that's like the way to go. I think it's typically the most respectful to kids. I remember as a kid being told kind of BS stuff that I had to like sort out like sometimes later, a long time later in life. It's like sometimes you thought about something, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's what they were talking about or trying to tell me or telling me about that didn't make a whole lot of sense. But like the sleep and death thing, like I remember hearing when a relative died and that while they're sleeping, and eventually it got told to me and figured out that they were dead. But the whole sleeping thing creates massive confusion about them not getting up. And then when they're dead, then you're like, okay, what does this mean? Because we, as a kid, I associated death with like a bad thing, which I guess it is, but not just as a part of life. It was not really dealt with, as a matter of fact, that I recall in my memory. It wasn't a huge, huge issue in our world. So when a family member died, it was just confusing about, can I touch them? Can I not touch them? And if I touch them, will I wake them up? So it's very confusing as a kid when you have some of that information that is kind of half there and you know there's some like dissonance in it, but you don't quite know what it is or you don't know what questions to ask. I love kids who are just feeling really safe and good and able to be really smart in their environment and just ask those questions and freak everybody out sometimes a little bit, but that's all right. We need that. We need that as adults. We need to have to think and figure things out and remember that kids are little adults many times that really do pick up on a lot of stuff, and they pick up a lot of BS that people throw or they choose to believe it because it's the only thing they have a choice to do. And then, you know, later on it's like, whoa, wait, now they have to reprocess that. I think of people that I've known who have had like this discovery in the midst of their life of like, oh yeah, we had a dog, but it went away to the, no, the dog died. I'm sure the dog died. Or they found out that there was this horrific story that the person, you know, the parent spared them from and just told them that it was somewhere else. I don't know. I didn't have an animal when I was a kid to know it would be worse to have the animal go live with somebody else and I wasn't allowed to have them anymore. Or if they had died and they were gone, like, forever. I don't know. I think I would have struggled knowing that somebody else had my animal. That would have been hard. And I know from raising a child or even just talking to kids, it's like sort of challenging to figure out what do you tell them and how much do you tell them and how do you explain the mysteries of the universe and the circle of life to kids. What do they need to know when? But man, finding those age appropriate ways so they can start processing stuff that they don't have to like unprocess and reprocess. And I don't know, to me, but there seems like there's a lot of benefit to help them start learning how the world works instead of have to unlearn and relearn stuff. And again, not an easy job being a parent. I remember when I was a kid and I had to go in for surgery. I was very, very young, and I was told that I was going to the doctor's office to sleep overnight, and I just really struggle with that. Like when I realized that was not where we were going, because in my mind, I knew exactly which couch I was sleeping on. Like I had it figured out. And then discover that wasn't the case. It was like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this information? And where are we? And this is now really, really scary. And then they give you icky stuff to start out with, and it didn't go well. Anyway. But it was confusing, and it felt like I had been duped and I had been tricked. And not that I had the words for it at the time, but it all of a sudden now felt scary. And the people that I trusted to bring me to the doctor's office were not bringing me to the doctor's office. So, and there's so many things, and I can't think of them right now, of course, of that we tell our kids, that I'm always fascinated when I hear stuff, just even not even things you tell the kids, but just things like the kids hear that are random expressions and how do they process stuff. And I remember thinking about things as I was a kid, and kind of like some of it would make me fearful because I didn't understand the nuances, right? So I don't know. I'm... Go parents raising kids. I know that it's a tough thing, but remember what it was like when you were a kid and how crappy it felt sometimes when you're duped, and how awesome it felt when somebody trusted you with information and trusted you and sort of believed in you enough and believed in your intellect enough to tell you the truth about something, even if it was a simplistic version of the truth. But that you had that to build on in the future. So there's my parenting tip for the day. I know one can argue that I have no business giving parenting tips as I am not a parent, but I had a lot of years being a kid and a lot of years working on not being a kid. So I think that I actually I've got my 10,000 hours in. That's my theory.
And I think it's a pretty good theory. I got a lot of work in. Anyway, thank you so very much for listening. My time is up, and I can participate life outside the tub. Stranger in the tub. Happily not a stranger in your tub. Although I've heard weird stories about people, like, you know, breaking into people's houses and taking showers and stuff. But that's kind of interesting. I guess if you need a shower that bad, I mean, it'd be nice if you'd knock first. There's got to be a better way. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And you can check out the website, all the other podcasts at morningswithastranger.com, and the Facebook page, which is the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. You can certainly check everything out on iTunes as well. And don't forget, if you're feeling like you want to support the minutes that you listened to this fine outpouring of my brain, you can go to the website and click on the banner that says something to the effect of fun things that we've talked about in the podcast. And you can go to the Amazon if you're an Amazon shopper. You can go to Amazon and you can go through the page. I'm not explaining this well today. Go to that page, click on an Amazon link. You don't have to buy what you click on, but whatever you do buy, at no extra cost to you, little piece of it goes to support the podcast. So thank you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your morning.